Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Join SDPB tonight at the Sioux Falls VFW Post 628 for a special preview of the PBS documentary, The Vietnam War. At tonight's event, we're joined by South Dakota Veterans Affairs Deputy Secretary Aaron Pollard and Aaron Bulchy, the State Veteran Services Officer. Aaron Bulchy joins us now on the phone from Sioux Falls. Aaron, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you so much for having me.
We were just listening to some stories from South Dakota veterans who shared memories with us about their time in Vietnam, and I'm guessing that in your job you hear a lot of those stories as well as working with people to find resources. What's that like for you to sort of hear over time people tell their memories of service?
I would say that it's probably one of the biggest honors of my life and my professional career that these veterans take the time to sit in my office and actually talk to me about their stories and about what they've been through. And, you know, sometimes they haven't even told their families about these stories. And so I just take it as a really big honor, and I just try to remember all the details and everything that they have said so that they're not gone with them.
Tell me a little bit about your work as State Veteran Services Officer.
Yeah, so with the South Dakota Department of Veterans Affairs, we're essentially advocates for veterans. We help them file claims for benefits and pensions, service connection. We like to call ourselves the voices for veterans because we pretty much help them do whatever they need when it comes to veterans affairs issues or benefits.
State work versus federal, people need to make that distinction. How do you explain that to people that that you work for the state, the South Dakota Veterans Affairs? And why does that matter? Why does that make a difference?
We make it very clear when they walk in to file their claims. We let them know that we work for the state of South Dakota. We offer a free service, and we are not the VA. We're here to help them and advocate for them. So the distinction is really important because when they come into our office, if they've had issues or whatnot with the VA, we're there on their side to help them rectify those issues.
Fairly common that would be something someone would walk through the door with, would be issues of sort of sorting out things with VA?
Yeah, I mean, they get a lot of paperwork, and it can be very confusing. Us in our office, we're all veterans ourselves, and so we understand what they're going through, and a lot of us are service-connected as well, so we go through the VA process, and it can be, again, really, it can be frustrating when they don't know how the system works, and so that's why we're there to kind of ease their fears or their frustrations and get them, on the straight and narrow when it comes to their benefits.
What surprises veterans when they come in and talk with you about their benefits? What sort of revelations do you see again and again that folks say, you know, I didn't know that?
Oh, I get that all the time. And that's why one of the things that I do in my job is I do a lot of benefits presentations. And so the knowledge really isn't out there of what we've seen, of that veterans don't realize what is all available to them, whether it be pension when they're, you know, later on in life or with their service-connected disabilities. Some people just, you know, live with their conditions and don't realize that it comes back to their service. And so, you know, being able to get them a little compensation and then also setting them in the right direction for help, especially with our mental health conditions that we see from the service. A lot of them don't realize that all of those services are there to help them. So that's something that really makes me happy about my job, is being able to change people's position in their life, whether it be financially or emotionally.
What does this look like across the state? Are the services centralized in the urban centers, or are there rural services?
So every state or every county in the state of South Dakota should have a county veteran service officer. They are there for the convenience of the veterans. They don't have to come to Sioux Falls to the regional office. So the veterans can go see their county service officers, and then they send their claims through us to the State Department, and then we go over everything, make sure everything is correct, and then we send them off to the VA for them. So there are resources around. We have them, again, in all the counties, and then we also have tribal veteran service officers out on the reservations as well.
Are you seeing certain trends as Vietnam veterans age, or as folks come back from Iraq, Afghanistan, other places, who are maybe younger in that 20, 30-year-old range?
I would say with the Vietnam guys, that Agent Orange exposure is definitely rearing its ugly head. We have a lot of veterans who are service connected for the presumptive conditions, and so we assist them in getting the benefits for that and making sure that they're getting all of their health care needs taken care of. The VA here in Sioux Falls has actually been doing a lot of construction on the VA to accommodate those kind of conditions. There's going to be a new cancer center and a new surgical center and all of that. So they're realizing that there are a lot of conditions that these guys are suffering from that they need more care. So they're going to be providing that for them. As far as my age veterans, you know, obviously the PTSD and all of that, that's something that's a big focus here in our office. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't like to talk about it. And so I think that the environment that we provide is a safe environment, and people feel comfortable talking to us about those issues. And, you know, we even pick up the phone and help make appointments for them if they can't pick up the phone themselves, because, you know, it takes a lot of strength to do that. And so, we just, you know, we see a lot of that.
How do you overcome that in your office, just the knowledge that first step over the threshold could be so monumental for someone?
When they come in and they don't have any other options, when they come in and say, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go, and then we're there for them. So that's something that I think with all of us being veterans ourselves, we have a certain you know, connection with our clients that come in. And so I think we all hold that in the highest regard and want to see that these veterans are getting taken care of. You know, we lose so many veterans every day due to suicide, and if we can save one life, you know, how do you even
right.
I don't even know what you can say to that. So
yeah. Let's step back a little bit and go back to Agent Orange exposure and presumptive conditions. Is that a long list?
It's not really long, but it packs a punch. The presumptives, you know, of Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and then, you know, the cancers and stuff like that, and then also all those secondary conditions that come along with it. The list can be quite long when it comes to that.
How has the role of women in the military changed the conversation about benefits?
You can look at the VA here in Sioux Falls. They added this beautiful new women's clinic, and it serves an environment for female veterans that they feel comfortable in, and they feel like they can, you know, have that privacy when they're going to their special appointments that they, you know, that are suited for women. I think that more women are coming in for their benefits and feeling, equal. So, sure. You know, they are allowed just as many benefits as the other ones. So we do actually have a lot of female veterans. And here in South Dakota with the Air National Guard and the Army Guard, we have a lot of female veterans that make up both of those entities. So right. We see a lot of them in our office.
All right. So I'm a veteran. You're a veteran. How significant is it for you to sort of see those things start to change and see people starting to consider that healthcare might be different for women, for example? There might be different parts of the conversation that need to be covered. You know, what does that mean for you after your experience in the military to sort of watch some of those changes roll out finally?
I think it's incredible. I think it's great that they're acknowledging that there are certain needs that women have when it comes to healthcare. And I'm very proud that our healthcare system here in Sioux Falls has acknowledged that and they've done something about it. I think it's great to see that change, especially at home.
We're talking with Erin Bulchy. She's the South Dakota State Veteran Services Officer. And Erin, we should just say quickly, how do people reach out? How do they find their county veteran service officer, make an appointment, find out the next step to tapping into some of those resources they may not know exist?
Well, they can call our regional office here in Sioux Falls. Our number is 605-333-6869. They can just give us a call and let us know where they're at, and we can give them the name of their county service officer and the phone number. And we usually can give you the hours of operation because some of them aren't open Monday through Friday. But I would just call our office or stop in. We are the standalone building, Building 38, across the street on the VA campus. Just come in and talk to us, and we can get you situated.
Erin Belchy is the South Dakota State Veteran Services Officer. Erin, anything else before tonight's preview screening of the Vietnam War that you wanted to make sure people knew about? Do they need to come to that tonight as it relates to your part of the program with anything prepared, or just come and collect information and sit back and soak it all in?
I think come and collect information. You know, this is this documentary features testimonies of nearly 80 witnesses, and it's such an all-encompassing documentary that I think there's something for everybody in it. And then I'll also be there. And so if you have questions about benefits, come talk to me, and I can sit you in the right direction as well. So we're really hoping that this has a good turnout. It's really important, and I'm really excited about it.
Erin, we thank you so much for your participation and for your time today. We'll see you tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Join Erin Belchy and South Dakota Public Broadcasting tonight in Sioux Falls at VFW Post 628 for a special screening of the film The Vietnam War. That reception begins at 6. The screening is at 7:05. Plus, we want to hear your Vietnam stories. Attend any of the SDPB events this summer. Sit down with us for a conversation about your time during the Vietnam War and the legacy of the war in South Dakota today. Events are planned in Custer, Sioux Falls, Chamberlain, Pierre, Aberdeen, Waterdown, Rapid City, Vermilion, and Deadwood. You can find more information online at sdpb.org/Vietnam.